Today, we're going to be talking about Dexter Wade and organ harvesting conspiracy in the black community. My name is Akeem Brown, and this is Pop City Culture.
Welcome to the show.
7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
Welcome to the most listened to international podcast around the world. Akeem and Reggie Brown are two young African-American boys speaking the truth. This is
Pop City Culture.
Hey, 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 what's up, everybody? Boom, shaka laka 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 laka. My name is Reggie Brown, the Pod God. Welcome, everybody, back to Pop City Culture, the most listened to international podcast around the world. That's right, people. Listen, today, oh my God, we're going to be talking about Dexter Wade. He's that black man who, you know, he got hit by a car. So I don't know what happened. We gonna get into it. And his body was buried in a cemetery unmarked for a long time. And oh my, okay. And organ harvesting conspiracy in a black community. We'll be talking about that too. Anyways, but before we get to that, let me introduce you to my older brother from the same mother. Brown.
Hey, family, welcome back to Pop City Culture by Kids for Kids. Today, we're going to be talking about, Dexter Wade. And we will have to read a lot of that to you because this is really something, and we can't believe in this day and age something like this is happening. He's a black guy.
It's a shame.
Who was...
Tell it.
Killed and put in an unmarked grave. And then we're going to be talking about the organ harvesting conspiracy.
Yeah, I've been waiting to talk about this too. You know what I'm saying? Because this is important.
So, before we do that.
Yep, get to it. Do it.
We're going to give a shout out.
To who there, my brother?
We're going to give a shout out.
Tell it.
To this baby.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
No.
This is going to be good.
This has sort of been all over the internet. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to say the name. I'm not sure if the mama wants me to say it. But he went to Walmart, got his mama some flowers, and he's sitting in a carriage holding some flowers for mama.
Chilling.
And he's saying, this is how you do it. I can't believe it.
It was cool.
Kid is like, I don't know, like 6 or 8 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like a baby gangster. And, you know what I'm saying?
It's just a cool thing.
It is cool.
So
it
give a
cool.
Shout out to the baby.
Shout out, baby. Shout out. You good? You good there? Man.
Shut up, Reggie.
Don't be coughing at me, man.
Jeez. Anyways,
Go on.
Let me get to this. Hey, Reggie, by the way.
What?
Did you tell everybody about the black cat, the new black cat we got?
No, I did not.
Tell everybody about the black
cat. Okay, so we got this black cat because Savannah had a friend who was going to put it in a shelter, and we just figured, hey, we just give it a good home.
Yeah, so
you know what I'm saying?
This black cat.
Mm-hmm, go on.
I mean, at night, you know, when we're trying to sleep, the black cat was in my room.
It was.
And I didn't want to introduce him to the other cats yet.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
he was in my room.
Yep.
And this cat is like screaming or howling.
Like a lion.
I didn't hear anything like, didn't even sound like a cat.
The monster.
And I couldn't sleep, so I had to sleep in my brother's room.
Right on the floor, right where you belong.
And,
you know what I'm saying?
So I got a good night's sleep that night, but.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Come
on.
To find out, mm-hmm. Savannah, she gave us the cat because somebody was didn't want it anymore. So I said, yeah, we can take another black cat.
Yeah, so we took
that. Dad wasn't too happy. Was
no,
he?
No, he wasn't. he was out of control.
So
screaming.
But come to find out, this is the black cat's about a year old,
mm-hmm.
and it's a full Maine Coon, supposedly. That's probably why it does. It sounds like a tiger.
I know.
It sounds like a lion.
Like a bear, dude.
I never heard anything like it. You ever heard anything like
I
it?
I never heard nothing like it.
Not me either. It's just incredible. So
it is beyond incredible.
Here, hold on a second.
What? Are you good? Are you good there, man?
So we have a
what?
So
what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean it's incredible.
Uh-huh.
So anyways, you know, that's our black cat story. Hey, mm-hmm. I'm looking at, you know, we just got this Amazon Echo. And it
says that's what you're looking
at. We have
at.
Something up for delivery. Seventh item in this package.
I know. What did you order? Do you know?
Dude, I don't know what this is. I got no idea what this is. Who ordered this? I didn't order it. Anyways.
Maybe Dad ordered it.
Yeah, the Amazon Echo's pretty cool.
Yeah, it ain't bad, man. It ain't bad.
Okay, so listen. Let's move on to what's going on in the news.
I gotta hear this, man. This should be good. So go on, brother.
Hunter Biden's indicted on 9 tax charges, adding to gun charges in the special counsel investigation.
Oh, my God. This don't sound good for him.
Yeah, so...
All right, go on.
He was indicted on 9 charges in California as a special counsel investigation into the business dealings of President Joe Biden's son intensifies against the backdrop of the 2024 election. The new charges filed Thursday, 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors, are in addition to federal firearm charges in Delaware alleging Hunter Biden broke laws against drug users having guns in 2018. They come after the implosion of a plea deal over the summer that would have spared him jail time, putting the case on track to a possible trial as his father campaigned for re-election. Hunter Biden spent millions of dollars on extravagant lifestyles rather than paying his tax bills, special counsel David Weiss said in a statement. The charges are centered on at least $1.4 million in taxes Hunter Biden owed during between 2016 and 2019, a period for which he acknowledges struggling with drug addiction. The back taxes have since been paid. What say you, my brother?
I say, listen, man, if he paid it back, stop wasting everybody's time and money, okay? Like, we ain't got to be going through all this drama. Just, he paid the money back, move on, and let's get on to what's next. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you, this is really, really something.
So say you, man.
But, you know, in America, what? We got to pay our taxes, right? I mean, pay our taxes. You pay your taxes?
I pay my taxes.
I pay my taxes. Yeah. Everybody got to pay taxes.
Trump's got to pay his taxes.
What? More in the news. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin University system reaches deal with Republicans that would scale back diversity positions. The Universities of Wisconsin and Assembly Republican Speaker Robin Voss have reached a sweeping deal that would freeze hiring for diversity positions across the system in exchange for lawmakers approving employee pay raises and funding for a new engineering building at the flagship campus. What do you think about that?
Man, we need diversity, man. What's up with this?
They want to freeze diversity? I mean,
don't make no sense.
This is
more
than like black people. This is diversity.
I know, man. Everybody.
Don't you think we need more diversity?
Yes.
In like colleges and stuff?
Absolutely, yes.
Well, I'm glad we agree on this there, my brother.
Yeah, we agree to agree.
We agree finally. Because, mm-hmm. you know, there are a lot of things we don't agree with, but mm-hmm. we agree on this one.
Yes, we do.
I am very happy.
Yep.
Because now you sound like you got some sense.
You call me stupid again? Huh? Seriously, man?
Come on, man. I'm not saying you're stupid.
That ain't even right, man.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever, man.
Wait. Move on, man.
Anyways.
Go on.
Next, we have an extremely rare white Lucidic alligator is born at a Florida reptile park. You should see the picture on this thing. Do you see the picture?
I'm right here, man, ain't I? I see the picture.
Yeah, it looks like an albino alligator with blue eyes and a red pupil.
Looks like a devil, man.
This thing looks like evil.
I know,
evil.
Man.
Evil. Can you say evil?
Evil. Not like Evil Knievel.
Anyways.
Just evil.
Kizumi, an extremely rare white Lucidic alligator has been born at the Florida Reptile Park. The 19.2-inch, 49-centimeter female slithered out of its shell and into the history books as one of only 7 known Lucidic alligators, Gatorland Orlando said Thursday. 3 of the 7 are at the park, official there said. This is beyond rare, absolutely extraordinary, Mark McHugh, president and CEO of Gatorland, said in a statement. The park is asking for the public help in naming the alligator, which is descended from a nest of Lucidic alligators discovered in the swamp of Louisiana. In 1987, the blue-eyed newborn is the first solid white alligator ever recorded to have descended from those original alligators, McHugh said. What say you, my brother?
It looks like the devil. I'm saying.
I know, man. Jesus. Red eyes, dude.
Unreal.
I don't even know what to say.
I don't know what to say about that. Better pray.
I have never seen a red-eyed alligator until, just now. You know what I'm saying? Did you hear me, brother? Did you hear me?
Of course I hear you. Yes, I hear you.
So, that being said, we're just gonna wind it up with stars who tied the knot in 2023. Celebrity couples who married in 2023 include Naomi Watts and Billy Crudup, John Hamm, Anna Ascalia, Belle Powell, and Douglas Booth. You ever hear of these people?
I'm going to have to be honest. I don't know any of the people you just named.
I know, right?
I know.
Just celebrities, though. Anyways,
I guess so.
That brings us to the end of the news.
Yep.
And
that's it.
And now on to our show.
Finally.
So today we's going to be talking about
things that matter, brother.
A lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking about.
Yeah, spit it out. We got to hear this.
Dexter Wade. So
that was a shame what happened to him, man.
I don't think.
What?
Reggie, you know a whole lot about it because we, you know, I wanted to make sure we were sort of
what
new to this.
Well, go on with the story and let me know what happened.
So this is the thing. New details emerged from autopsy of man ran over by police SUV buried in pauper's grave. So a Mississippi man struck by an off-duty officer driving a police cruiser, buried without family's knowledge, then exhumed without relatives, present had identification on him. So this is something. He had identification, yet supposedly they didn't even contact the family. Now, despite claims that he did not, a family attorney said Thursday following an independent autopsy. Dexter Wade's family has expressed outrage over not being contacted or informed of his death, and city officials have defended the lack of contact by saying they didn't immediately know Wade's identity because he carried no ID. But the independent autopsy results debunked the city's claim by stating Wade, 37, was in fact carrying identification and the family could have been promptly notified. Wade's body was completely ran over by the cruiser with multiple blunt force injuries to his skull, ribs, and pelvis. And his leg was amputated. Civil rights and personal injury attorney Ben Krupp said he cited the findings of pathologist Frank Peretti, who was hired by the family. The body was also in an advanced state of decomposition and had not been embalmed, Crump said. What say you? Wait. Before I even get to you, let me read a little more. A wallet in the front pocket of his jeans contained his state identification card with his home address, along with his credit cards and health insurance card, Crump said. The fact that Dexter had a state identification card and several other identifying items shows us that there was a concrete effort to keep the truth and manner of his death from his family, Crump said. There is no excuse, not even incompetence, for not notifying the next of kin of an identified man's death. Now, my brother, now my black brother, what say you?
Oh, my God. It sounds like, man, there's something going on there. There's something. They're trying to hide something. It just does not sound good. You know, we need to dig deeper into this. Somebody needs to do some investigation with the FBI.
Yeah, my brother, I'm going to tell you, I've never heard of anything like this.
I haven't either.
I mean, before they're saying he didn't have any identification, but now we know for a fact he had identification.
Yes, he did.
And they're trying to, what, sweep this under the rug?
Yep.
Come on, man. Come on.
I know, man. That ain't even right. It don't even make any sense. So something must have happened. Something must have happened, you know?
You know, this sounds like there's something so,
what?
So nefarious.
Yep.
It is unbelievable, you know?
I know, man. I definitely use that word, even though I don't use it. That's a good
so
word.
So what do you think, my brother? Honestly, what do you think happened?
Yeah.
What do you actually think is going on in the world when something like this happens?
I think something dirty happened. I think there's something evil happened. I think somebody needs to do some kind of special investigation. They got to bring the FBI into this or something. Assuming the FBI is going to do their
job.
Now,
here's the thing.
You know what I'm saying? What's the thing?
I'm saying to myself,
what?
You know, is this the first time this has happened?
Probably not.
Or is there other things that could have happened in the past?
Probably a lot of things. We need to dig up all those graves.
Yeah, because
you know?
The bottom line is he was buried in a pauper's grave.
You
ever hear the story of the prince and the pauper?
Yes, I did.
Pauper's this poor individual who has no money, identification, pauper.
Ain't got nothing.
The lower of the low.
Yep, lower than black people, man. You know what I'm saying?
I know. Pauper.
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe they should call it Negro grave. Because it seems like it might be filled with a bunch of Negroes, allegedly.
Probably.
In fact,
they have a look into it.
I would like to know who's buried in these pauper graves.
Didn't I just say that like a minute ago?
Yeah, we should do some DNA or something.
We definitely should.
We should definitely do some DNA and find out who these unmarked people are. Because this could be a conspiracy
thing.
This
could go further than like anything.
Yeah, so.
What?
I'm going to be honest with you now.
Be honest.
Here's the gripper. Here's the gripper, my brother.
What is the gripper?
The gripper is this.
Is what?
It's not the first time this has happened.
Probably not. Yeah, no.
It says not again.
Yep. What?
Black man what? Suspiciously buried without his family's knowledge.
Say what? Unreal.
Yeah, so so listen to this. Dexter Wade's family wasn't only one to be cheated out of saying their last goodbyes in Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh, my God. Go on,
yeah,
brother.
The family, Mario Moore, said their loved one was deceased and buried without their knowledge. Marquita Moore told NBC that she saw her 40-year-old brother name on a list of 24 homicide victims published by WLBT3, whose name were never made known to the public. Moore's family retained civil rights attorney Benjamin Crump, who also worked with the Wade's case. According to Crump, Moore was bludgeoned to death in February and left in the street wrapped in a tarp. His body went unclaimed for months, not weeks, not days, not hours, not minutes, but months in the Hinds County morgue until he was buried in a pauper's grave in July by inmates in the penal farm per NBC. Moore was buried the same day as Wade, whose mother gained national attention for exposing the handling or mishandling of her son's death. Like Moore's, she found out her son was dead and buried months after the fact. She was able to exhume the body and give him a proper black, colored, African-American, Yankee Doodle, Negro funeral 9 months after his death. It is inhumane to leave a family without answers and deprive them of the ability to give their loved ones a more proper burial. Jackson authorities instead chose to bury these black, colored, African-American, Yankee Doodle, Negro men in a pauper's field with only a 3-digit number to memorialize them. Shame on the Jackson Police Department for their inactions, their apathy, their cruelty, their disrespect, and nastiness, said Crump in a statement. So, what say you about this, my brother?
I need a box of Kleenex. I'm about ready to cry me a river. This is ridiculous, man. Ridiculous.
I know, man. It seems like the more things change,
yeah,
the more they stay the same.
Absolutely.
I never...
Definitely the same.
I never seen anything like this. Well, this is unbelievable.
It's unprecedented.
I mean, how many more, Governor? How many more?
A million.
I know. But you know what?
What?
Here's the other thing.
What?
Here's the other thing. Now, we got to remember this. There are some conspiracies out there.
Yep.
There are a lot of conspiracies going around in circles.
Like a million of them.
Yep. And I'm just wondering, my brother, have you heard any of these conspiracies?
I have definitely heard a lot of
because
them.
Because these are some way.
I know.
Out of control.
I know what
truth be told, alleged conspiracy. So.
And I know where you're going with this. I know where you're
in
going.
In the black community. We all know. This is common knowledge.
Yep.
It's like saying, do the KKK exist? Yes, we know it exists.
Yeah,
I've never seen them. I've never seen one.
But they're there.
But I know they exist because I'm told and there's a history of it.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing in the black community is the illegal harvesting of black people's organs is going unnoticed.
Oh, my God.
Now, I heard about this.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about this from...
Go on.
From Myosin.
Myosin.
Yeah. She had told us about this and Sundown Towns. And I don't know if we did a show on Sundown Towns.
I don't know if
but
we did.
But anyways, we're going to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
So, hang on, because we got some stuff here.
Yeah. It says... Go on.
hold on, man.
You good?
My throat is like so worked.
Get some water.
So worked.
It's worked up.
I got to relieve it with some water. Hang on.
Relieve that throat with some Jesus water.
I know, right?
Go on.
So, currently over 118,353 people need an organ transplant, and about 22 people per day die while waiting for an organ transplant. In this situation, the phrase desperate times call for desperate measures takes on an extreme dark persona and bitches into the realm of illegal harvesting of organs. The World Health Organization reports that over 7,000 kidneys alone are harvested illegally annually. But with closer inspections at the statistics surrounding illegally harvested organs comes an even more sinister discovery. Multiple black people have been found dead with missing organs, and nothing, absolutely nothing, has been said about it. You know what I'm saying, Reggie?
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, so, Reggie, here's the thing.
What's the thing?
Here's the thing. You know, the most prominent cases are the ones that's filed. Jason Smith, 14-year-old Jason Smith, was found dead in a lake on June 6, 2011. And his death was ruled a drowning accident by the coroner's office in Arrows, Louisiana. Is that near Mississippi?
Maybe Jackson, Mississippi. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Anyways, despite all of his vital organs missing, all of them from his body, Smith's family is suspicious that this case was covered up because they believe that one of Smith's murderers is the son of an FBI agent. A petition was called for a further investigation into Smith's death, but it struggled to gain a few hundred signatures. Now, ain't that a shame?
That's a damn shame.
Yes, it is. I mean, hey, here's another one. I mean, they got hundreds of these, but we're going to read a few.
Go on. I got to hear it.
Vance Anderson, 51-year-old painter Vance Anderson, died from a lung condition in 2012 and was sent to the funeral home missing his eyes, brains, heart, and pancreas. The autopsy permission form requires consent for Thomas Jefferson University Hospital to retain tissue for medical research. However, Vance Anderson's mother, Pastor Mary Anderson, says she had no recollection of consenting to the desecration. That's right, the desecration of her son's body. Mary Anderson was last reported to be suing Thomas Jefferson University Hospital for stealing her son's organs. And she stated to local Philadelphia news station WTXF, "Ain't no way in this world if they explain to me they're going to take my son's and experiment with him and throw his organs in the trash that I would have consented to
that." Man, that is trashy, man.
That's right. Preach it, sister. Preach it.
Preach it.
We go give...
What?
Hold on a second. Hold on. Because I got one more, but I don't want them long.
Calm down, brother.
Yeah, I'll read this one. Kendrick Johnson. In Savannah, Georgia, 17-year-old Kendrick Johnson's body was uncovered January 11th, 2013, inside of a rolled-up wrestling mat. Johnson's family discovered him to be missing his organs, although the South Georgia Loudoun County Sheriff, County Sheriff's investigation ruled Johnson's death a freak accident. Subsequently, Johnson's parents contacted Dr. Williams R. Anderson to perform a second exhumation of the body, and pathologists revealed that there had been intentional trauma placed on Johnson's carotid artery that seemed far distant from the signs of a freak accident. Dr. Anderson also discovered that the cavities where Johnson's internal organs had previously been were stuffed with newspapers. Wait, this is what I was talking to him.
Newspapers. Hold on, I'm going to throw up.
Londres County Coroner Bill Watson said that the organs of Johnson's were rapidly decomposing and had to be disposed of immediately. But experts and embalmers have since denied the newspapers is an acceptable filler for empty space in the body's cavity. This is what I wanted to tell you about, Richie.
Man, that just made me sick. You know what I'm saying? Sick.
I don't know. This is a legend. Did they find newspapers in that guy's body?
Dexter Wade. I don't know, man. But there's rumors out there. Well, I've been hearing chatter.
Well,
you know,
Dexter Wade's.
Go on. Yeah.
I don't know if they found newspapers in the cavities of where the organs were in Dexter Wade's body. And I don't know if they reported that or if they kept it under hush.
Well, there's chatter, I'm saying.
We heard some rumor. Alleged, people. This is alleged.
Alleged.
This is what we are hearing, but we don't know if it's true. So if anybody's got any truth on it, hey, you just drop us a line. Drop us a little email.
Drop
there.
It like it's hot.
And you let us know if you heard anything suspicious about this, because this is something. This is not the first time we heard that black people have been
abused.
Their organs have been harvested. Yep. This has been going on supposedly, allegedly,
a long time.
For decades.
Yep.
And they're saying it's because there's something with black people. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they like go unnoticed, you know? They're almost at the bottom of the what?
Barrel and back in a bus.
Yeah, mm-hmm. when you want to get justice. So
absolutely.
This is scary stuff, you know? I mean, we want, everybody wants justice. Everybody wants to see some kind
justice.
Of justice. They don't want their loved ones buried like a piece of trash.
Like an animal, man, thrown away.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. So
disgusting.
We just want to let everybody know, yeah, this is there's conspiracies out there. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest with you.
What?
I'm thinking.
What are you thinking?
It might be true. I'm reading all this stuff. I'm hearing all this stuff. What do you think, Reggie? Do you think it's true?
I absolutely think it's true. You know
why?
Because he's black.
Oh, I'm just saying, Reggie. You know,
I'm saying too,
you know,
man.
This seems so nefarious. This is scary. This makes me want to. In fact, here in Springfield, Mass. We live in Springfield, Mass.
We do.
I heard somebody in Springfield.
Mm-hmm.
There was a young man walking downtown Springfield by the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Oh, I heard.
And
I
they have
this.
Cameras everywhere. I don't know if everybody knows this. They got cameras everywhere because we have a casino.
Yep, big old casino. Yep.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of white people go there with a lot of money. So they want to make sure everybody's safe.
Ain't no black people got money. No.
You know? Yeah. I don't. Why didn't they put the cameras down there when it was all black people?
Listen, man. In all seriousness, if they cared about the black people's safety, they would have had them down
there.
They
put it
down
there when the casinos are there. Whatever.
Yeah,
anyways.
I know.
Anyways.
It's bad.
They have all these cameras, but this black guy disappeared, and they don't have it on camera.
Not one frame.
Yeah, he disappeared. They don't have it on camera.
Nothing.
To this day, nobody knows. I don't even know what the guy's name is.
I don't know what his name is. We can look it up.
I'm not going to look it up, but but you know, anybody can look it up. Springfield, Mass. Black man disappears by Basketball Hall of Fame.
Casino you know, place down there. MGM.
Cameras all over the place.
But, no black man found.
Yeah, that just, it's scary. It's really, really scary.
Beyond
the
scary.
Kind of world we live in right now, I have never seen anything like this. Have you?
Springfield, Mass, I've seen
well,
it.
Yeah, now. But I'm talking about, you know, before. I've never seen nothing like this.
No, I ain't seen it before. No, I ain't seen it.
Man, I know. So,
but then again, you know, I've been looking for it either.
So.
Thank God we got a show like this to show people, you know?
You know, this has been... This has been one show I ain't gonna forget. I ain't gonna forget.
Ain't nobody gonna forget this show because, man, when you hear stuff like this, you're like, can you believe in this day and age something like this is going on where organs are being harvested, where people are being buried in unmarked graves, you know?
Reggie, what do you think's gonna... I don't know.
What are you gonna say?
What do you think the outcome is gonna be? What do you think is gonna happen?
I can tell you something right now. I don't know what's gonna happen, but I guess time will tell and tell the truth. And we're gonna have to see, you know what I'm saying?
Anyways, Reggie, do you know what time it is?
Yes, I know what time it is.
Do you know what time it is?
Yes, I know what time it is. It is time for the words of wisdom. Take it away, my brother.
It is devastating whenever one dies. It is horrific when a loved one has been missing for weeks and months at a time. Then you find out they've died and are buried in a city's unmarked cemetery grave. I wonder if this is a common occurrence in the United States of America. And if so, are these where the missing children and people go in these unmarked graves only to be forgotten by society? Dexter Wave and others were victims of an accident, allegedly, because the bottom line is we don't know the truth, and we never will. And his family will be forever broken because of this. But what makes this worse is that the allegations, if they are true, that organs are being harvested from missing black people, in other instances, black, colored, African-American, Yankee Doodle, Negroes, it's terrible. There is no secret in the black community that we feel this is not a conspiracy, but a fact. That in the black community, our people are being used as a depository for organs governed by nefarious people and organizations. I hope this isn't true, but the whispers behind closed doors and backroom conspiracies is that something is happening and something is being ignored. We must get to the bottom line and find the truth of this. And I say, although we cannot confirm nor deny these allegations to be fact or fictions, all I can say is we need to further investigate situations like this and dig up these unmarked graves. We have the technology nowadays to do DNA, and we can track anybody down. So let's use this technology to get to the bottom of the truth, and let's keep our eyes and ears open to the truth. harvest these black people's organs. These are scary times. Scary times, people. And we need to watch our backs. And those are my words of wisdom.
Thank you for your words of wisdom. And that was very insightful and delightful. Now I'm going to pass the baton off to my older brother.
Thank you for joining us here on Pop City Culture, and thank you for making us one of the most listened to international podcasts around the world. Our success is your success. Listen, everybody, you can download our podcasts and enjoy them any time of the day, morning, noon, or night. I'll see you next time here on Pop City Culture, where we give you 3 cups of sunshine and what, Reggie?
A big old pinch of black attitude.
That's right. And it all, and as always, be kind and affectionate to one another. Remember whose you are. Peace.
Yo, everybody, I'm going to tell you, man. I'm going to tell you. It is scary, scary, funky Modena when we think that, hey, our organs can be harvested in the black community, man. I don't know. And I hope if I'm in an unmarked grave, I got me some ID on me. But I guess it don't matter if you got it or not. You're going to get screwed, right? Anyways, everybody. Pop City Culture, thanks for joining us. I'll see y'all later. Don't hate the player. Hate the game. Bye.